This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something really interesting, maybe a bit controversial in digital advertising. Competitor targeting in PPC. Pay-per-click.
Yeah, it's definitely a strategy that raises eyebrows sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've got this expert article, Mastering Competitor Targeting Strategy in PPC, When and How to Bid on Rival Keywords Effectively. Our job today is, well, to pull out the key stuff for you.
Give you that shortcut.
Right, a shortcut to understanding this pretty advanced tactic. So maybe start at the beginning. How does this even work? You know, putting your ads where people are searching for your competitors.
Well, yeah, it sounds a bit cheeky, doesn't it? But the why is really important here. Think about it. Someone's typing a competitor's name into Google.
Okay.
They're not just kicking tires. They're likely pretty far down the path, actively looking for a specific solution, something you probably offer too.
So they're already interested in the category.
Precisely. They're in the market, but maybe, just maybe, they haven't fully committed to that specific brand yet. And that, right there, that's your window.
Ah, okay.
It's a golden opportunity, really. Because, you know, data often shows these searches convert way higher, like maybe 2-3 times higher than someone searching a generic term.
Wow, okay.
So you're not just getting traffic, you're getting valuable traffic. Uh-huh. It lets you jump in and say, hey, look at us. Maybe we're a better fit because of X, Y, or Z. Yeah. Better service, price, whatever your edge is.
Right when they're about to decide.
Exactly. If you don't do this, you might just miss out on these really warm leads.
That makes a lot of sense, like intercepting them near the finish line. But I imagine you wouldn't just do this all the time for everything.
No, definitely not.
That feels like where it gets tricky. So when should you actually think about using this? And maybe just as vital, when should you, you know, hold back?
Good question. It's absolutely not a one-size-fits-all thing. You'd seriously consider it, for instance, if you're launching something new, new product, a new service.
Ah, for visibility.
Yeah, instant visibility with people who are already interested in that type of thing. Or say your competitors have really strong brands, loads of awareness. Mm-hmm. You might want to strategically siphon off some of that traffic, get your name in front of their potential customers.
Okay, makes sense.
Another big one, if you genuinely have a clear advantage, like you know you beat them on price or features or your customer support is just way better, then you have a strong story to tell.
So you can make a compelling case right in the ad or landing page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And finally, it works really well in certain industries. Think SaaS, software as a service, or B2B services, consulting. Mm-hmm. Places where people tend to shop around a lot before they commit.
Mm-hmm.
High switching potential.
Right, where comparing options is just part of the process.
Mm.
So, okay, flipping that around, if none of that really applies to you, if you don't have that clear edge or you're not launching something new, using this could just, what, burn through your money?
Totally. You can end up spending a lot on clicks that just don't convert.
Yeah.
People click out of curiosity, maybe. Hmm. But if you don't have a strong reason for them to switch right then, yeah, it's just wasted ad spend. Precision is key.
Okay, so we've got the why and the when. Let's get into the how, the nuts and bolts. If you decide, yes, this makes sense for us, how do you actually do it effectively without, you know, messing it up or getting into trouble?
Right, the execution. This is where it gets really important. First off, your offer has to be unique and, frankly, irresistible.
Okay.
Your ad copy needs to scream value instantly. Why should they click your ad instead of the one they were looking for? Is it a free trial? Better price, some kind of guarantee.
Give me an example.
Sure. I worked with this smaller tech company once. They were bidding on a big competitor, Salesforce, I think. Their ad used to be generic, like best CRM platform.
Mm-hmm.
We changed it to something like, tired of Salesforce's clunky interface, try our sleek, intuitive CRM free E for 30 days. Something direct like that. Click-through rate basically doubled almost overnight because it hit a potential pain point and offered a clear, immediate alternative. You have to give them a really good reason to detour.
Okay, strong offer. What's next?
Second, and this is huge, focus on your quality score. Google's system rewards relevance.
Right, I've heard about quality score.
If Google thinks your ad isn't relevant to the competitor term someone searched for, your score tanks. And when your score tanks,
your costs go up, way up.
Exactly. Clicks get super expensive. So you need to tailor your ad, tailor your landing page, make it clear why your ad is showing up for that search. Build that relevance.
So what's the common mistake there? Just bidding on the name and sending them to the homepage?
That's the classic mistake, yeah. generic ad, generic landing page, doesn't work well.
Yeah.
You need ad copy that maybe subtly acknowledges why they might be searching for the competitor without using the name.
Ah, tricky.
And a landing page that immediately follows up, maybe with a comparison or highlighting why you're the better choice for someone like them.
Got it. Okay. That leads nicely into the next point, I imagine.
Yeah.
Avoiding legal hot water or just really annoying your competitors.
Yes. Absolutely crucial. Third point, be respectful. Avoid legal risks.
So, no, we're better than Brand X in the ad headline.
Definitely not. You must never use the competitor's trademarked name in your actual ad copy. That's a fast track to getting your ads disapproved by Google. Or worse, legal letters.
Yikes, okay.
You're bidding on the keyword, leveraging the search intent, but you're not impersonating them or infringing on their trademark in your visible ad. Big difference.
Right. Important distinction. What else?
Fourth, optimize that landing page. We touched on it, but the page they hit after clicking. It needs to seal the deal fast. Show them why clicking your ad was smart.
Like comparison charts, testimonials.
Exactly. Direct comparisons, great testimonials, maybe a case study, whatever proves your value proposition quickly and clearly. And finally, number five, you have got to monitor performance like a hawk.
Constantly checking the numbers.
Constantly. Click-through rates, conversion rates, cost per click. This isn't a set it and forget it strategy. It can burn budget really fast if things aren't working.
So you need to be ready to tweak or even pause campaigns based on that data.
Absolutely. Frequent data-driven adjustments are non-negotiable.
Okay. It's definitely a powerful approach, but it sounds like, you know, there are definitely pitfalls. What are the main risks people need to watch out for?
Yeah, there are risks for sure. But you can manage them. First one we already mentioned, higher CPCs, cost per click.
Right. It costs more to bid on those famous names.
Often, yeah. More competition drives up the price.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing people miss sometimes. While the click might cost more, the conversion might actually cost less in the end. Because remember, these leads are much warmer. They're further down the funnel. So cost per qualified lead or cost per sale could actually be lower.
Interesting. So don't just look at the click cost in isolation.
Exactly. Look at the whole picture. Second risk, you might see lower initial conversion rates sometimes. Well, someone searching for competitor X might click your ad, be intrigued, but maybe not ready to switch instantly. They might need a bit more convincing.
So like nurturing sequences, retargeting.
Yeah, exactly. You might need a slightly longer follow-up process for some of these prospects. And third, there's the brand perception angle.
Ah, looking like you're just poaching customers.
Yeah, if you do it too aggressively or your messaging is negative, it can come across badly, like you're just trying to tear down the competition.
So how do you avoid that?
Focus your message entirely on the value you provide. Why are you a great choice? What makes your offer compelling? It's about building yourself up, highlighting your strengths, not about attacking them. Keep it positive. Keep it value focused.
That makes perfect sense. Wow. Okay. This has been a really fantastic deep dive into what sounds like a very sharp tool in the PPC toolkit.
It really can be.
It seems clear that done right, this competitor targeting strategy can give you a real edge. Capture leads that are, as you said, already warmed up, ready to go.
Absolutely. It's powerful, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But the key words are done right. It needs care, strategy, constant watching of the data to make sure you're actually getting a good return.
And maybe not something to DIY if you're not super confident.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
If your team doesn't have the bandwidth or, frankly, the specific expertise for this kind of advanced tactic, looking at a specialist partner, someone who really knows this stuff, could be a smart move. Getting it wrong can be costly.
Right.
You know, it all brings up a bigger question, doesn't it? In this digital world that's always changing, how much should we focus on finding totally new customers versus, well, strategically redirecting people who were already on the buying journey, just maybe heading slightly down the wrong path?
That's a great question to leave our listeners with. Food for thought.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.